one you touch, I touch. Everybody you love, I love. All those you embrace. So I'm not going to step back. I'm going to stand forward. And he says, lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Lay hands on the blind and they'll see. Lay hands on the crippled and they'll rise up. I believe in my God. I believe in, if not, I shut this book right here. Pastor Dan, I shut this book and I walk out of here. But I believe it. I believe every word that it says. I believe every promise that he's given me. I believe every word, hallelujah. I believe the words. Sometimes my body takes longer to agree with it, but it doesn't matter. It's God's word, so you keep taking it. You keep applying the word, applying the word, breaking down that fear, breaking down that flesh until it agrees with the Spirit of God. It has to. I want you to know that darkness cannot comprehend the light. Shine the light in dark places. Dark places of unfaithfulness in our hearts that we don't believe, that we have doubt in. Jesus, his disciples asked him, and they said, Father, I have faith in you, but help my unbelief. And how you do that? Shine the light. Get a little bit of light in you. Embrace God. Get a hold of who he is. Believe what he says. Take a hold of that love and say, yes, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. So I want you to know this, what God's doing now is not about a man. It's not about me laying hands on somebody. It's a body. See, that's the heart of the Father that I hear. It's for you to rise up as sons. To rise up like no other generation has done before. Every generation has waited to fly away or to some other day. But God says, manifest who I am now. Now is time to be the sons of God. No more being babies. No more being teenagers. But sons. Sons get revealed authority. Sons are given authority. I'm hungry. I'm ready for God to say go. To embrace what he has. You may be seated. I just want to keep that atmosphere. Children could go to their classes. That everywhere in the Bible I've been studying, looking, it says that when those ones that believed, that with their belief, they glorified God. Tell your neighbor, glorify God. Do you know that your belief glorifies God? You hear that? You were created to glorify God, and by believing, you glorify God. And in the midst of that glory, God demonstrated who he is. God shows up in the midst when somebody believes. When somebody grabs hold of that word, manifest God. Show me, God, all that you are and all that you have. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Go rest your fingers for 20 minutes. Come on, amen. I just pray there's a young man that came to my house today, and he came with a lot on his heart, but he walked out filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking knocked it, and he got drunk. He couldn't even open the door. I said, you okay? Can you drive? Yeah, I'm good. I pray that he's not here tonight. I hope everything's okay. I don't know if I'm responsible for that. No, God, that's you. Amen.
Listen, we've been talking, and we're talking about sons of God. This is what God has laid on my heart. This is what God has been calling, declaring ever since Apostle Valentine came, and those words that were given to this church for that 10 years that we cannot go back. Say, we can't go back. We can't go back to what we had before in faith, but we need to go with momentum and movement with what God's doing, what He has done, what He has done, what He has done, amen? What He has done, amen? And I want you to know that just the gathering together that God will add, God adds and God will add, God will bring forth, it's all His, right, amen? So God is adding to us in our faith if we have faith and believe and grab hold of it and take hold of it and walk with it, amen? The Bible says in Romans, you going to help me tonight? Thank you. Come on, disciple. Remember, it stirs within us. And when you amen, when we amen, what it does is you are declaring, you're manifesting, you're creating, you're declaring over your lives, and you're agreeing with that word. So I'm going to declare the word of God. It ain't my own ideas. It's God's ideas. It's what God declares. I'm only going to come forth out of the word of God and declare what He says. So let's just see where He goes, amen? And let's just believe God has something to say to everybody that is here tonight, and we agree with it. So Romans 8, I can't get out of this scripture, and I'm going to keep reading it, and it's okay. Say it's okay. Because I believe that sometimes, what did I talk about weeks ago was meditation. And what is meditation? It's like a cow. What do cows do? He said moo. They moo. But they chew their cud. They bring it up again. And they chew it. And they bring it up again. They keep feeding themselves. We need to do that with the Word of God. Sometimes we just breeze through it. But I just take that Word and till it becomes a part of your very being. Till you begin to walk it out. Amen. So till you have the mind of Christ. Till you begin to agree with what it says. That you begin to walk it. And the reality of it, the truth of it, all of a sudden you're walking in that truth. Come on. Amen. You're walking in that truth. In that reality. Amen. You want all that God has for you? I do. I do. I'm telling you. I'm challenged by God to just to walk in it and just go for it. Amen? Just step into it. I'm just going to say what I feel, all right? Can I say what I... I began to think on my way to work, and my wife and I, we had a scripture, and we kind of challenge each other, and I could see if I try to inspire her more than she inspires me, and usually she wins, but the scripture was, greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Greater is He. Where is He? In me. I want you to hear this and know that God, when we receive a spirit, and we receive that you are the habitation, the dwelling place of God. Amen? In you, Christ, the hope of glory. Say, in me, not just at church time. See, He says that I desire, do you know that's what His heart was? Jesus says, I got to go. Why you got to go? See, because so that I can go to the Father and I could give Him the perfect sacrifice, show Him, and then come back and give you my spirit. That if I stay here, you just have me in the flesh. But if I go and I send my spirit, I will manifest myself, if you let me, in everybody, in all flesh, in all mankind. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Anybody who reaches us says, God, I need you to pour out upon me. Hallelujah. That your spirit becomes awakened. That I was translated from darkness to light. From darkness to light. Listen, I want you to know that sometimes we let so many things overshadow that light. And God says that's a sense of sometimes we're immature when we do that. I want you to know, and I want you to think about this. Let me get a drink real quick. that He wants to manifest Himself, that He wants to habitate you. And God says that I habitate you, but will you habitate Me? I'm going to say it again. I habitate you. I've made you My habitation, but will you make Me your habitation? Will you abide in Your mind? The Bible says that I am seated with Him. Where? In the heavenlies. And we're not meant to go back and forth. We're meant to sit there. We're meant to be positioned there in our mind, in our thinking. I want you to know that we are there spiritually. But I want you to know in our thinking, we got to know that I am with Him. Where He is, so am I. And that He is seated in the heavenlies. And any enemy cannot come. We are under that covering. Let's look up Psalms 9:11. 91:1. Listen, I gotta do something real quick. Is this all right? Could you come up here, brother? Dan. Lost his name. Just jumped right out of my head. Come on. Come here. You come here too. Come on, you come up here too. Listen, I want to do this. This is Jesus. Say hi, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. All right. So listen, I want you to know that, listen to me. Listen, could you look at this scripture? And it shall come to pass. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Psalms 91:1. That's 9:1:1. So I want you to see this. I'm just going off script. Is that all right? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. He that dwells. I want you to know that He's declaring to us that He desires us to dwell in the secret place. And I want you to see this and understand, because of the cross, it made way for me. It broke down every wall, separation between me and God. But the enemy keeps telling you that you're not worthy to be in that place. You're not worthy to believe. And we fight those things. We hear it. We believe it. But I want you to know that it becomes a heart knowledge. That it grips you so much that you begin to get to a place where you don't leave that place. You're not just bumping into God anymore, but all of a sudden you make Him your habitation, because He desires Him to habitate you. He wants you to habitate Him. I want you to see this. That, listen, under the shadow, go behind Him. Sorry, there we go. Listen, there He is. Listen, I want you to know that this is Jesus. And she's abiding, hallelujah. She's habitating behind the Almighty, where everything's good. Amen. Next verse, read the next verse. I want you to say this. Come on, I want you to see this. And I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God, and I will trust in Him. Amen. Next verse. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare and the fowler and from the noise. Where will He do that from? Where will He do that? From the secret place. Where is Gish? Where is she? No longer I that liveth, but Christ who liveth in me. The devil comes to try to find her. And why can't he find her? Because she's hid in Christ. Say amen. She's hid in Christ. She's hid in Christ. Hallelujah. She's made Him her habitation. Hallelujah. You don't see me no more, but you see God that's in me. But all of a sudden, things come their way. Noisium, pestle. I don't even know what that is, but I don't want to experience that one. He says, and He shall cover you with His feathers. Lord, let me go. Listen, let me say this again. Surely shall He deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisium pestilence. See, well, I want you to know that sometimes it gets scary there. Come on, we talk about it all the time, but Peter, he had that noisium pestilence after he stepped out on the water. He was like this. Listen, he was hidden Christ. She's walking on the water. Look at this. She's hidden Christ. She's walking on the water. But all of a sudden, she sinks. She steps out of that because she sees the noisiness. She sees all the things around causing her mind to pull herself from that place. She removed herself from that habitation because she's seen what was around her overcoming her. And by fear and by doubt, it caused her to step out from behind that place. He's still there. Say, He's still there. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's never rejected you. He desires you to habitate this place, to step in the midst of that. He's already given you. He's already given you a son. He rose for you. He is seated in the heavenlies. He's already got the victory. All you need to do is step into it, hallelujah, and agree with it, hallelujah. Buy into it. Say, God, Lord, I take hold of all of it. Get back here. You ain't there yet. So Peter and Jesus looked at him. It always sounds like a rough scripture because Jesus looks at Peter and he says, oh, a little faith. I want you to know that he's not talking about little. Because I'm gonna give this to every one of us because we're going to get this right now. He's not talking about little. He's talking about burst. He says, oh, you have burst of faith. You have burst of faith. That all of a sudden you're able to do great things and then something comes your way. And you lose your place. You step out of the way that I prepared for you. And he says, because of doubt. He says that we are children tossed to and fro. To and fro. That we no longer be children. Children. See, because sons, they lose themselves in Christ. They find their expression in Him. They find their image in Him. They find their created image in you. Listen, I want you to hear this tonight. I want you to know that God created you. There's so many people out there trying to find... You can go ahead and sit down. I really like them standing there. Because I don't want everybody looking at me. Look at them too. Their zipper might be down. But I want you to know that we have a created image. An image that God created us to live by. And we are trying with everything we got to find it, to conform ourselves with it. We talked about the prodigal son, that he was made in an image of his father. He had within him so much, but he left that place. He lost who he was. He lost that image. I want you to know that because of the fall of man, we've lost the image and that likeness, that we still look like God. We still look, no matter what, I want you to know that you still look like God. How do I know that? I want to tell you this. The Bible says that He created man in His image and His likeness. But the problem is they had no form. Until when? What did He do? He gave them breath. And it says that they got up. Come on, amen? He got up. In that life, that likeness of God, God, they stood up. I want you to know that, listen, I was awakened, that light has awoken us. That awoken us, that I was in darkness. And I was just in the form of God. I had a likeness, a form of God, but having no power. Come on, amen? Having no power, because we are all the children of God. But I want you to know that we're not manifesting us, who He is and His likeness and His power. That's what we miss out on. So when, listen, because listen, the children of Israel, Adam and Eve left that place, and what they left out with was without the power, without that sonship, without the dominion. It was given over to the Satan. Here, he says, and Satan ruled the earth. But he wasn't meant to do that. Hallelujah. Amen? He wasn't meant to do that. But I want you to know that God sent His image and His likeness, and His name is Jesus. And He placed Him. He was born in a manger. He came forth. Hallelujah. And nobody even knew He came like a thief in the night. Nobody even knew He was there. But I want you to know what He came for. He come back to get the kingdom back for you because we couldn't do it on our own. He come back to get the kingdom back for you, that you can have dominion, that you can have rulership, that you could be sons and daughters. The Bible says in Revelations 5:9, I want you to hear this. But it says that they walked out of that place and they have a form of godliness but no power. That's what the church has been like. You know why sometimes we're afraid to walk in signs and wonders, miracles? Because it takes faith. What happens, Randy, if I lay hands on them and they don't get up out of that wheelchair? You keep doing it. I told you before, Smith Wigglesworth, God told him to lay hands on the sick. Got it within him. Took hold of that word. Believed it. So laying hands after 100 person, not one person got up from a cold. Say 100 people. So he kept going. He laid hands on 200 people. And guess what? Not one person got healed. Not even a cold. He didn't stop. But he kept pulling on that. He stayed. No, I'm joking. He stayed in the shadow of the Almighty. In the secret place. In the secret place. He abided there. I abide in that word. That living word that gives me life. I want you to know that gives me power. I want you to know that, listen to me, Jesus was the image of God's Son, that we are to represent, that He was the firstborn of many brethren, that He was the firstborn to represent God's image in the way that God intended to. I'm going to honor God with my life, hallelujah. I want to honor God with what He put me here for, that I would, hallelujah. He says, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time. The meek shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
And it says they sung a new song. Not an old song. Not what somebody else has sung. But they sang a new song saying, Thou art worthy, take the book and to open the seals thereof. Somebody willing to open, to take hold of what God has. Open the book, hallelujah, to believe His word. Amen. And He says, For thou hast was slain, you were slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and every tongue and every people, every nation. He says, and thou hast made us.
Oh, wait a minute.
Time out.
Go back.
Listen to me. Promise me. Tell me ahead of time you're not going to get mad at me. Say it with a smile on your face. Ready? I want you to know that Jesus didn't save you to go to heaven. That blood on that cross was more than just the forgiveness of sins, but it was to give you rights. That you have right, that now you become a legal heir to God. See, your birthright was presented to the Father at the throne room. Remember when He went back and He says, don't touch me yet. I haven't been glorified. I haven't went before the Father. But He presented you. He presented you and you and you and every one of you spotless before the Father. He presented you spotless. Come on, amen. Spotless. Tell your neighbor, spotless. He presented you worthy. Hallelujah. And he says, next verse. And He says, this is what the blood did. Just didn't forgive your sins. But I want you to know there's more. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Amen. He says, and He has made us. Say, made us. Unto our God, kings and priests. Where? And we shall what?
Where?
We shall reign on the earth. That dimension that God has placed me right here, right now, is to be king and priest. A king declaring who God is in the earth, hallelujah. And you as a priest ministering to the Father. That we have this relationship that I minister to God and I minister to one another. I minister to God and all of a sudden God whispers to me, declares His will to me, whispers in my ear, go forth, son. Go lay hands on the sick. And guess what I do? I begin to walk in that authority that's been commissioned to me. I walk in faith in that word. Walk in that faith. And I minister what the King has declared me to do in the earth. Say, that's good. I want you to know that God's shaking me up. Now, listen, I want you to know that, listen, sometimes what we do is, I'm not, listen, don't get me wrong. I mean, I want you to know. Am I making sense?
I haven't looked at that yet. I don't want to look at it because I'll get messed up.
Listen. We are ambassadors. We have the ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile His creation back to Him. To manifest who He is in the earth. I want you to know that, I want you to think about this for a second. My stats might not be exactly right, so don't get upset with me. But I was driving to work, or me and my daughter were talking about this. And I was reading about this, and it says that it took for a billion people, to get a billion people, it took this. You ready? From Adam till 1830 to get a billion people. Wow. But from 1830 to 1930, it went from 1 billion people in 100 years to 2 billion people. And then it went from 2 billion people in 19 years to 3 billion people. Till today where we stand and there's over 7 billion. Am I right? 7 billion. I want you to see something. I want you to grip this. I just want to lay this out. Amen. I want to stir your faith. And I want us to recognize that, listen, the church needs to get it together. We need to embrace what He's done for us. We need to grip it. I want you to know, because all the earth is longing for us as sons of God. I want you to know change will not come. He's done everything. He's declared it. The heavens retain Him until everything is put under His foot. So we receive and walk in sonship authority that He's given us. Listen, I want you to know that He told Adam, He says, Adam, He says, I want you to rule. I want you to multiply. I want you to have dominion. I want you to have my likeness and my image in all the earth. We failed. But Jesus came and demonstrated it. Let me get back to my, I'm jumping around, but I want you to hear this because I lost this thought and I want to give it to you. You ready? Jesus was the image of God as a son. So everyone will see what God... Look, what a son was, remember? She was hiding behind the son. She was hidden him. Everything, that's the original design of the way God sees us, the way we really are. Me. See, He is the son. He is the son that fulfilled. He was obedient to the end. I need to find myself in that place. I need to agree with who I am in Him and what He's done for me. So Jesus was the image and likeness of God on the earth. And the Father said to Him, when He blessed him, and he was the Spirit of God descended upon him. And He said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased. And then the moment He left that place, and where did He go? Into the wilderness. Listen to me, He went. Do you remember what Adam did? Adam took paradise, turned paradise into what? A wilderness. Took paradise and turned it into a graveyard. But Jesus came to turn that wilderness that He was walking in, being tempted just like Adam and Eve, but guess what? He didn't sin. So, well, you know, the enemy came to Him and He said to Him, what did He tempt Him with? Here's what He tempted Him with. He says, I am the ruler. It's been released to me. The ruler. The prince of power of this earth, this domain. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give it to you. I want you to know that the other day as I was driving, God spoke to my heart. And this is what I felt like He said. It's not scriptural, but I tell you, this is what I believe. You ready? He looked at me, no thanks, but give me 3.5 years and I'll take it back. Just give me 3.5 years and I'll take it back. Hallelujah. You're going to think you won, but I want you to know that things are going to change right here because I am come to take back which that was lost. Hallelujah. From creation. That which was lost. That we were lost. Our image and our likeness. He come back to restore. What's that likeness? It's to magnify God in the earth. To show His glory. To be the sons of God. To walk. Hallelujah. And not be afraid. To walk in authority. To stand and rule. And have dominion. But we get fearful. Why do we get fearful? Because it takes faith to believe. It takes faith to believe. They want you to know that there's things out there that have dominant, that we've let grow. They're like weeds. You try to pull, you try to pluck, you try to pull them down, and it seems like it's hard. But I want you to know He's given me victory, that we walk in it and believe it. Listen, there's an epidemic with drugs. He says that I've given you authority over all plants. We failed. We failed God's people by letting in what shouldn't be here. Substances, mental disease, all these things are for us to rule over. They've been given to us. Have dominion. This is the word of God. Adam, this is my will for you, that you be a son, that you walk in my likeness, you walk in my image. You reflect who I am. Jesus was the reflection of God in the earth. That was the heart of the Father, to reveal who He is in the flesh. His heart was to habitate you. That He would have many sons and many daughters. walking in His image and likeness. Jesus is that image of God walking all over the place. I want you to know that's dangerous thinking. But as I begin to think about how many people, and I want you to know the reason why there's so many people, is because we failed. But I want you to know that there's life, there's something within people that they don't want to die. It's still in them. They're not like, I can't wait to die. We weren't meant to die. Why do we hate it so much? Why do we hate sickness so much? We weren't meant. It's not natural. But I want you to know that somebody with creative power, something had a desperation because there was still something within them that they desired, and all of a sudden blood transfusions came. Cures become. They're walking in what we as sons and daughters are supposed to walk in. They're desiring it more than the church. Well, I'm just waiting to go home in the sweet. Don't get mad at me. But I'm challenging our faith. We weren't made to be that way. How come, listen, if that's the truth, how come everybody when they're on their deathbed, they say, oh, they just want to live a little longer? Why? Because I want you to know that God didn't put it in you to die. He put it in you to live, hallelujah, and to inhabit the earth, to take hold of it. Because when you're at that place, you feel like you missed something. You feel like you didn't complete what you're supposed to do. You didn't declare what you needed to do in the earth. The Bible says, He says, I send a word out, and it will not return to me. You are a word that came from God. You are to inhabit the earth. And I want you to know that we've had spurts of words. A. Allen, Smith Wigglesworth. These ones that came and they were spurts. People that stepped up in faith. I want you to know that God spoke and said this to me. He said, through my friend, He said this. He says, do you know what those men were? They were spies. They were spies to the promised land of what we were supposed to walk in. They were having a taste of what we're supposed to do as sons and daughters in the earth, to lay hands on the sick. Come on, demon-possessed people, people with demons. They spoke to Him, commanded, didn't ask, would you like to come out? They looked at that disease and they pulled it out of those, lined them up across the stage. I've seen many of them. Lined them up, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people walking through there, being healed in Jesus' name. Boom, 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 boom. They were spies to the promises of God that God let be in the earth. The last spy was Billy Graham. Of an expression of the way we're supposed to be. Listen, God has intended you to be a king and priest, to represent Him to presidents. Like Daniel. Come on. To be a representative of Him in the high places. Come on, amen. To be a representative that kings sat there. Presidents sat in the front row to honor this man of God. I want you to know that that's what God intended us to do. That they were looking for the answers. They were looking for the answers. They were longing for the answers. Something within them. I want you to know they're longing for it. They're longing for it. The Bible says that all creation, say creation, is waiting for the manifestation. They are groaning within. For the manifestation of the sons of God, Romans 8:19, the manifestations for the sons of God to rise, shine. If you're not, it's not coming, it has come. Arise and shine, for your light has come. It has come. And I want you to look at this, and I began to think about this. I thought, I want you to see this, that listen, they are causing us, they should cause us to be like, wait a minute, we're supposed to be this way. Can I just press your faith a little bit? We need to think this way. I look out to you and I see authority. I see power in you, sons and daughters of God. I don't take what He did lightly.
I know what he did and what that power has given you. And I'm tired of the enemy pushing around the sons and daughters of God, calling them children, being tossed to and fro by every wind and every doctrine. Things that tell you, oh, just wait, it's some other day. Don't worry about it now. Just sit down, buy your fire insurance, and step back and just wait for God to... Shame on us. He said, go forth out and preach the good news. Preach the good news. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I want you to know that you have gifts and talents and abilities and that authority for here. Nobody needs healed in heaven.
So why do you have these gifts and talents?
Why do you have this authority in you now? God says, here, go. Oh, all right, I'm not going to say too much. He says, they're groaning. He says, listen, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, listen, nobody has to tell us that creation is groaning. Look at nature. They're trying to find every answer to fix the problems out there. Look to your neighbor and say, you're the answer. Who are you hiding behind? See, when you think you can't do that, all of a sudden, here you are. You're outside here. Get back here, because when you're here, you're like, I can walk on water. I can speak to the winds, and they'll stop. I can command the winds to cease. Listen, here's man, creation. All of a sudden, these people are multiplying. They're groaning to live longer. My dad's 92 years old. 92 years old. There's so much life in him, he can't go nowhere yet. He's longing for us to manifest sons of God. Listen, so I want you to know, how many of you guys know that? Listen, I want you to just see this and know, and I want you to begin to think about Adam before the fall. What authority he had. He walked with God. He says those. Romans 8:14. Look at that. Just hold your hand for a minute. Ready? For as many are led by the Spirit, or sons of God. Being led. Say led. See, Adam was led. He wasn't running crazy, doing this. No, he was being led by the Father. He says, they are sons of God. Next verse. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. That word adoption means placed. You have been placed as a son of God on the right hand of the Father, where the Son of God sits, which makes you a son. Say, I'm a son. Say, I'm a son. I'm not a baby. Those that are led, not forcibly. I want you to know that, listen to me. I want you to know that sometimes in those times where God's trying to lead us in places, listen, I want you to do this. Listen, son, I want you to follow me and come here. I want you to go with me. See, I want you to know that Adam got in trouble because he wasn't being led at that particular moment. But I want you to know what Adam did, though. See, I want you to know, did you ever think about all the animals? He named them. He would bring these animals, he would be at these animals, and I don't know how he brought a whale somewhere. Oh, yes, I do. He was like God. He was in his image and likeness. He wasn't ruled by the earth. The earth tells me, no, you can't be here and be there. No, but if I'm like God in his image and likeness, the rules of this earth don't apply to me. Listen, I'm going to stir your faith. I'm not talking about us flying around. Listen, don't get that out of your mind. I'm talking about us standing up and being who we are in God. And if I fly, whatever, then I fly. I'll freak you out. You'll be like, dang, I should have believed that.
We could also find it all through the Bible where the disciples, Jesus was walking, and all of a sudden, where'd he come from? He's in the wall. See, those walls, say walls, didn't hold him back. Not the Spirit of God. And that, we fall short of the glory of Christ within us when we step outside of that. So I want you to think about this. That, listen, I want you to know that creation's groaning for it. And I want you to know that we're about ready to start driving cars. You could just sit in. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, this technology within this phone is greater than the technology that in 1967 took men to the moon. This technology, right here, in this little phone. You're going to tell me that came from man, from Satan? No, it came from God. This was God, hallelujah. That this was, I want you to know that he put it in us. I believe that he's stirring us. He's stirring us to wake and say, wait a minute, look at this. Look what's in this. The power that's within this that came from you or the likeness. Just think if we used it for God. Listen, we can't fly, but I want you to know that even the world is longing to take hold of, because they know they're living below expectation that they're supposed to live in. And guess what they did? They built a plane. It's not natural. No, no. Come on. I want you to know, if you sat and looked at that plane long enough out on that runway, you would not get in it. But faith. Because you can't just stay on the ground. You get on that plane, and all of a sudden, you're in Florida in 2 hours. Today, 2 hours, boom. It might make sense. I could fly across the world in 20 hours. Fly to India in 20 hours. I've fallen short. They are longing for greatness. All creation. And we are sons and daughters of God. We are. I know this is bold. I know this is. But I'm telling you, as I'm driving down the road, God, you know, when I began to preach this to some young men, I couldn't help it. I just began to share with these guys that work with me. I began to share them all. They're like this. They said, yeah, that sounds like God's plans. Like that, there's more to me. Something awakened with him. Something stirred within them. They're like, yeah, wow, yeah, that makes sense. I want you to know, because why? Because we were with him from the beginning. My beginning was within him. If you, he says, I've come to seek that which is. We got lost. We lost our way. And Jesus jump-started us, quickened us, that we are quickened, that we be quickened, awakened. I could take my phone and FaceTime my wife from Pittsburgh. See, the world doesn't want to be limited by separation. But we just go on our merry way. Let them lead us. Shame on us. We are sons and daughters of God. We are his body. We are his representatives in the earth. Time for us to stand. It's time for us to take up what God has called us. I don't even know what time it is. It's early. My goodness, it's early. But we're going to come on up. I said a lot of words. Amen. Are you okay? I didn't even get to where I'm going to go, but we'll keep going. We'll just get there next time. Amen? Listen, I want you to know that the Bible says that we be conformed and transformed by the renewing, say renewing, renewing of our mind. And that's why the Bible says that this mind be in you, Christ. this mind. Not the mind of the flesh, because they bring destruction. I want you to know something. I sat in my room today. I looked at everything that I had. Books and papers. And then I began to think about my father and all the stuff that he took in his life. And we took that, and some people took it here and some people took it there. We spend so much time taking stuff, accumulating, letting things hog our time, our treasure and talent, get caught up in what the world tells us to do. And just like I watched with my father, all that stuff that they accumulated, all of it went there, and some of it, most of it, a lot of stuff went in a dumpster. And I thought to myself, my Lord, I don't want to spend my life accumulating things that mean nothing, but I want to invest in eternal things. I want my life to speak in dark places, to cause people to arise, to cause people to be quickened out of that place, and to share the good news, hallelujah, that you don't have to live in darkness. That I can be the invasion of darkness with light and declare it by faith. Would you stand to your feet? I want you to know that's bold. Say it's bold. I can't go back. I can't go back to low living, low thinking, low small faith, little faith, bursts of faith. Boom, boom. Bumping into God every once in a while at a conference. No, but I want to walk in the way, in the truth, and the life. I'm not called just to have life, but to have abundant life. Life that God created me, and anything lower than that is missing the mark. So I just pray that we sing this together.
Is it a fire down in my soul that I can't contain,
that I can't control?
I want more of you, God.
Are you hungry for Him tonight? Come on. He's challenging us to walk where we never walked before. I feel like Joshua and Caleb standing on the other side of the Jordan, getting ready to go over. Take what I've given you. Moses is dead. What was before is gone. A. Allen, T.L. Osborne, Smith Wigglesworth, those guys are gone. Now, go. Go into the promised land. Take my promises. Inherit what I have. You are God's inheritance in the earth. You are God's inheritance. You are God's inheritance. Just let that weigh on you and grab you. He's my inheritance. But I got to realize I'm God's inheritance in the earth. And I have to live that out, express that in the earth, be his inheritance in the earth. Wow. I want you to get back all that you put into me, God. I want you to take back everything you placed me here for. I want to walk it out. I want to walk it out with God. Moses said, and listen, I want to walk with all you have, God. He stood on the mountain before God. And God says, go. Put himself against the wall, Red Sea in front of him, and he spoke the words in the water. That's faith, believing. God says, go walk in it. Heavenly Father, I pray blessing. I pray declare, God, Lord, over us to walk in sonship, to walk in authority, to take hold of it. I pray to God, Lord, that these words, they chew on and meditate on it. Let it begin to burn within them. I challenge them to read the scripture, to find those words, to take hold of it, to challenge God, and to know that this faith is real. This power is real. God, Lord, and this word is real. And we will declare, and with everything with us, we will say, we are. Amen. Come on. We got some food downstairs. Grab something real quick before you go. It's only 8:00. Amen.